Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah!
What up? All right, before we start dishing, we got to swing on over to Atlanta, check in with our family out there. Now, once again, Portia's still out, but our favorite, and I think the best, top model and real celebrity housewife, Eva Marcille, is sitting in. We always love when you're here, Eva.
Thank you.
And,
sweet Heidi. Thank
Frank
you.
And I are holding it down. We got Chewy Martinez here with us.
What's poppin'?
So much. Oh, my God. Everybody loves Chewy. And later in the show, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with Sophie Turner and Jessica Chastain and the rest of the cast, the new X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix. And later, Jess Hilarious gives us this week's Dish Nation double tap.
Woo-hoo.
But first, a moment of silence for, sorry.
Oh, you okay, Heidi?
You all right?
You're all right. You're right.
You okay, Heidi?
Hold it together, Heidi.
It's all good.
We here for you.
Need a hug?
All the time, baby.
What happened, Heidi?
Blacktail, Blacktail the hamster has died.
I thought your subscription ran out.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Blacktail the hamster.
Boom!
Gary's right here.
Boom!
Blacktail the hamster. If you don't know in a clip from this Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim discovers that her daughter North's pet hamster.
No.
Has passed away.
No.
I know. This was a pet that Aunt Khloe Kardashian purchased without Mommy Kim's permission.
What'd she do? Because normally hamsters live to be about 70, don't they?
Okay. Yeah, I think you're thinking of turtles. Anyway, take a look at this.
Kim?
Yeah?
The hamster hasn't been moving. So you want to go look at it?
It's dead?
It's dead.
What? I don't have time for a dead hamster. It's dead. It's for sure. Yeah. The hamster's dead.
How?
Car accident.
I don't know. It's just sitting in here dead. Sushi, did you do this?
Has North seen it like
she's
that?
Brought it.
Kind of terrifying.
No, she's at school.
Oh, thank gosh.
I don't know how I'm going to say, and by the way, your hamster died.
You know, but based on Kim's reaction, though, I suspect foul play.
I feel like she already knew. There was no surprise in it.
At all.
And did she poke it with a Sharpie?
As much as we've seen, you know, Kim and Kanye's house, do you really think that's where they kept the hamster cage on
the kitchen counter?
I hope not.
No.
Come on.
No. In the kitchen? No.
Because, I mean, she came out. The first thing she said was like, oh, my God, I'm not have time.
I can't handle that.
She's talking about, do you think sushi did this? The dog could get through the thing.
Right?
I'm guessing the dog and the hamster only had one bullet, and the hamster, the hamster won.
Well, it looks like this aspiring rapper out of Baltimore is in big trouble, y'all. Mm. Chad Arrington, who goes by the name of Chad Focus, is facing up to 20 years in prison for allegedly charging more than $4 million in unauthorized purchases to his company, American Express Car, y'all, between January 2015 and August 2018.
Oh,
wow, that is a long time with American Express.
What is accounting doing?
Okay,
I want to work for a company that has that shoddy of accounting practice.
Right. Okay. Well, according to reports, Arrington used the car to fund his rap career and make personal purchases that included audio equipment, artificial streams on Spotify, by social media followers and billboards across the country. And if you're wondering how he got away with all this, y'all, allegedly he forged his supervisor's signatures and had co-conspirators use computer software to falsify billing statements.
Nice.
That is a no-no, bro.
Wow.
What?
Sound like he was screwing somebody in accounting. Because, honey, if they co-conspirator and they just let him go through with this, that's an inside job.
Right. Because he didn't have the $4 million and he needed to launch his rap career. I mean...
Well, Frank, myself, and Heidi do support your hip-hop career, so we want to see that go further. Right?
Yeah.
Be like the ones over here.
That mean, Gary? You said be like the ones over here. What that mean?
Now he's on death row.
No, explain. I absolutely have no complaints. What's going on with your career?
Well, it's climbing up the ladder.
Oh, my God, you 85. Where's it going?
Well, it's going to go somewhere.
All right, Frank, your girl, Kate Beckinsale, has caused quite the snowstorm, if you will. And in a recent Instagram post, she shared a text message exchange between her and her 20-year-old daughter, Lily Mo Sheen, that raised some eyebrows. Now, Kate asked Lily, are you doing a lot of cocaine? I mean, imagine getting that text from your mom. Lily responds, I'm doing zero cocaine? What is happening? And when Kate didn't reply right away, Lily, her daughter, texted again saying, hello, I physically couldn't be doing less cocaine. You can't send me that and then go silent. Kate finally explained, I had a dream you were, and I was so mad. To which Lily said, you're a lunatic. We're having fun with it. Now, the internet, of course, Kate got some backlash with trolls. Oh, they're everywhere. I know. So after trying to clear things up, Kate finally just ended up deleting the post. I think
She should have never posted that to begin with. That's a stupid post to post about your daughter.
Well, who's going to say yes, Mom?
Yeah.
I mean, Mom, I'm doing blow.
Yeah, she's been doing blow for 4 days.
And I'm using your credit card to chop it up.
Well, from one Kate to another, it's time for...
Thirst-Trapping with the Stars!
Yeah!
That's right. We're kicking it off with Kate Upton.
Okay, yes. I'm in.
Kate just had her daughter, Genevieve, not too long ago.
Last November.
Yeah. So she's posting some summer pictures. And she shared this picture and captioned it, things are finally heating up, with a little fire emoji. So what do you think of this picture?
My God.
Look at that.
She looks fabulous. Oh, she looks so good.
Just had a baby. And she also shared this boomerang on her Instagram story saying, ready for summer.
I like my women healthy and thick, and she's perfect, man.
As far as thirst trapping, for me, I say no. Kate Upton's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue three different times. Yeah. So when you're at that level, you're always going to look good. You're never really thirst trapped.
And she thirst trapped more with that Carl's Jr. burger than she ever would with this. Like, this is not
true. And some HX looks sexy eating a hamburger, but she pulled it off.
Yo. Okay, y'all, up next we have actor Shamar Moore. Y'all, he posted this selfie holding a bottle of Corona Extra in his in his lap.
Uh-huh.
With the caption, want a sip?
Yes.
So what's the thirst level, thirst trap level here?
Oh, what's the scale? 1 to 10?
Thirst trapping.
He's thirst trapping.
You better say, Gary.
You better take up for that fineness.
But even with the comment, want a sip? That's a bait question.
Definitely thirst trapping, but I'm thirsty. It's fine. He looks amazing.
Yeah, we have nothing bad over here to say about Shamar. I don't, and Eva doesn't.
I like
that. And neither does Gary.
All right, well, finally, y'all, honey, we have the beautiful singer, Miss Maya. Now, she posted a bunch of pictures, honey, but baby, this video, honey, is everything, honey. Now, she captioned it with a bunch of hashtags, and the girl said this, hashtag runway, hashtag Kansas City. That's Kansas City Pride.
Uh-huh.
And hashtag walk for me, bitch. And hashtag clutch it.
She's just like every other girl, because what every girl has to do when we're trying to do something sexy and there's no music playing, like,
she was calling
because there's no music
baby.
And it's awkward, so you gotta like go.
That was a Vogue walk situation. That was
not
Pride.
Because we heard that Coming to America is getting a reboot, and she is going to be the princess because she looks just like she's your queen.
Right to be
hop on one foot and all that
with the hair and stuff. Yeah. That's exactly her.
Yeah. She looks good though, but I don't think it's a thirst trap. What do you guys think?
No, it ain't thirsty trap.
Just her living, her best life.
Well,
guys, coming up next, a new statue in Berlin is causing a lot of buzz. We'll tell you about it after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Hey, what's up? It's your man, Headcrack. Are you looking for new ways to get in your cardio within your busy schedule? Well, there's a new way to cycle. And if you think cycling classes don't make you work up a sweat, you haven't tried Peloton. Men's Health is calling the Peloton bike the best cardio machine on the planet, and here's why. The Peloton bike is an immersive, empowering, heart-pounding cardio experience you have to try to believe. I enjoy Peloton because of the convenience, the instructors, and because it has a live leaderboard with in-depth performance metrics. With Peloton, you can keep the workout fresh by changing your cardio with rides to span a variety of lengths, difficulty levels, themes, and music genres. And they have up to 12 live classes daily. That's a lot, lot. Now you too can get your workout on. Peloton is offering a limited time offer. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use the promo code DISH to get started. That's onepelotonbike.com and use the promo code DISH. See you on the track.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right. Right now, there is a big-ass Beyoncé floating around Berlin. Mm. Germany's Sony Music Division just unveiled a massive statue recreating Beyoncé's promo photo for her Netflix special, Homecoming. Right. Now, it sounds about right. Sounds good. But take a look, and then we can talk about what you see.
Process, because okay. It kind of looks like, you know what they were going for, but it wasn't like 100% on.
But it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, it's actually pretty fabulous, but it's just a very strong jawline. Yeah.
Strong jaw very and Gerard gigantic, huge lip. Giant hands. Right. I mean, Beyoncé, I mean.
I think they did the statue of Jay-Z.
Right.
Or did they do a statue mashup?
A statue mashup?
Beyoncé.
Well, all right, Dish Set starting this week. We got an exciting Dish Double Tap for you out there each and every Friday. Social media star and actress Jess Hilarious is going to be dishing her exclusive Jess with the Mess just for the Dish Nation fam. And just like her name, you know it's going to be hilarious. So this week, Jess is delivering celebrity news. Her way. Take a look.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess, and my news is real. Tammy Roman and Reggie Youngblood secretly tied the knot last year. Tammy Roman Youngblood. Wow, what a name there. Tracy Morgan reportedly involved in a car accident again? Let's please get this bike. Only damages was a minor window shatter.
Oh, yeah. You better pick up the pieces.
Sorry. Young Thug's daughter is learning how to drive.
Oh, wow.
Scared for her life.
Yeah, she's six. How about a power wheel first?
Florida deputy is charged after staying outside during school shooting.
On one hand, if the shooter were black, he would have flown that bitch like Iron Man. On the other hand, my man said, what the f*** y'all wanted me to do?
Sinead Claremont is ready for jail time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Happy 27th birthday to E.J. Johnson.
Oh, wow. Fabulous. Yeah, buddy.
I love Jess Hilarious,
too,
yo.
She's
so cool.
So listen up, if you're in Ohio next week, you can catch Jess at the Cincinnati Funny Bone on June 11th and 12th, and the Toledo Funny Bone on June 13th. And of course, tune into Dish Nation every Friday for exclusive Jess with the Mess.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Instagram, girl.
Yes, honey, and let me let y'all know that there is a skinty bitch on the loose here at Dish Nation, y'all.
Wow.
Honey, yes. The glow up is so real for our Trenton, Brooklyn Barbie senior producer.
breaking hearts, bitch. You hear me? She been working hard in the gym, and she been getting it tight and getting it right. And fellas, she is single, baby, ooh, and she is ready to mingle. So, wait, wait, wait. Not yet. You got to have some coins to holler at her. Okay. Okay. Let's show this picture. Ow.
Hey.
Looks like a
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I was supposed to do that.
You look good, Arlene.
You came with it, Mom.
Hey, Chewy, blow the horn one time for Arlene. We just love you here at Dish Nation, Arlene, and we are so proud of your weight loss success, baby. Keep up the good work.
Keep
and
you're awesome. Yes. Yes.
We love you.
Yes, honey. Now, y'all know I love a good skinny bitch, baby. Fraud sits down to talk with Sophie Turner, honey, Jessica Chastain, about their new movie, Dark Phoenix. Now, you don't want to miss it, so we'll be right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, Eva, looks like your girl from Game of Thrones, Sansa Stark, a.k.a. Sophie Turner, has found herself a new family.
Really?
X-Men. And Sophie is starring in the newest X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix's Jean Grey. Now, the big homie Andrew Freund sat down to talk to Sophie, Jessica Chastain, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, and the rest of the cast. Take a look.
I came looking for answers.
You didn't come here looking for answers. You came here looking for permission. Jean.
Obviously, Dark Phoenix is rising, it's rebirth. So I wonder, in your own lives, what was a moment where you had a rebirth?
I'd like
every time I sit in the makeup chair. Every time I'm like, please make me new.
I'm waiting on a reinvention. I think I'd like to mix things up a bit, you know, get a bit crazy.
Oh, like how? Like what crazy? What's a crazy thing you haven't done that you want to do?
I just watched the documentary, what's it called? Solo.
Oh, Free Solo.
Free Solo.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
What?
I'd like to do that. And I would like to be a police officer.
Okay.
Or no, a detective.
Okay.
A detective. I think I'd be great. I'm not afraid of a crime scene. I'm
slightly afraid sitting next to you now. I'd be good with a crime scene and...
Well, I reckon I'd just, you know, I'd get out my UV light, have a little bit of a look around.
Do you want to know what's going on with the UV light? I don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't know. And can you tell if it's blood or semen? What, do they light up different colors?
Wow. I'm going to buy you a UV light.
Do any of your fellow actors have any special powers I should know about?
Oh, well, Sophie Turner can fall asleep anywhere, but in a director's chair particularly, which I find quite impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's
impressive.
5'11". She's a tall person. And she can curl up in a director's chair, which is like this size, and fall asleep almost immediately. It's pretty special.
Do you guys know any mutants in real life? I've met people, peculiar people. Who would you say met someone that might be a mutant, perhaps?
I always thought that my dad was, like, the strongest person I knew.
Maybe my mom.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, my mom always knows everything.
My mom, too. Yeah. Let's go moms
ever,
and dads.
You ever, like, try to do a surprise, or you try to surprise your mom, like,
yeah,
coming home?
Yeah, there's no surprising any mother.
And she's just like, you walk through the door, and she's like, I knew you were coming.
Okay, I want you guys to size me up for a second.
Okay.
Because my goal is to be Dark Phoenix's sidekick.
Ooh.
So I want to know, what would you guys call me, and what would my power be?
I think he'd work at the ice cream parlor.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah, you would.
You'd be Scoop.
Scoop?
You'd scoop
That's
the
great.
Ice cream.
Scoop.
I'd scoop.
And she'd melt it.
Oh, okay. If your character's at a theme song, what would that theme song be and why?
We go together like shabba-la-ba-la-ba-da-ba-dee-ba-dee-boom-bee-boom.
X-Men.
We did actually come up with the X-Men, the musical.
Yeah.
There were many, I can't remember any of them, but there was a lot of numbers that were improvised. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Sometimes you want to believe people are something that they are not. By the time you realize who they are,
Jeez!
It's too late.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, recently on the show, we talked about Dancing with the Stars pro, Cheryl Burke, who just recently got married to actor Matthew Lawrence of the Lawrence Brothers. Congratulations. And while reliving the moments on her Instagram, she talked about one pet peeve that she had with her wedding guests. Take a look.
So I think we should scroll down this list and see who hasn't RSVP'd yet. A text is not going to do. You must RSVP. Mr. Yeah, I was at your wedding, so you better be coming. Haven't seen you in years, but TikTok. It's been really hard, which is why I cannot get put the seating chart together, because no one's RSVP'd.
Bridezilla much?
No doubt.
She clearly just wants the present.
Yeah, she's right. Guilt trapping for gifts.
And these are rich people's guilt problems. Trapping. There are people out there that can't even find someone to go on a date with. And you're over here talking about your who can and can't come. They're regular problems. It happens to every bride.
I've never planned a wedding, but I imagine it's stressful.
It is.
Is it?
I just had my wedding less than a year ago. It is stressful. It's very expensive. But, I mean, in the great words of Frank, it happens.
Whatever.
I guess my invitation's still in the mail, huh?
Your invitation's in the mail. We haven't had the reception yet, Frank.
Okay, great. I'll bring the hiccup.
That would be good.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.